part two of our report on sexual harassment, which got some incredible attention yesterday. We heard how a rampant boozy and boysy culture in corporate Australia is prompting a rise in the number of sexual harassment complaints. It also triggered an increase in the level of payouts to settle such complaints. Well, leading workplace lawyer Michael Harmer says he has negotiated payouts as high as $10 million to settle cases. He's run cases against companies including Oracle, PricewaterhouseCoopers, David Jones. He's also represented James Ashby in his suit against the former federal speaker, Peter Slipper. In part two of his interview with Cheryl Bagwell, Michael Harmer defends his sometimes controversial tactics to win out-of-court settlements.
Corporations can employ highly paid lawyers, protract litigation, and make it just too expensive for any individual to get to the end point. They play the game and use the justice system to run people out of resources and ensure they don't reach justice. Now, on the way, corporations have to add up that this sort of conduct, if it gets publicity, can be damaging. And so there's a counter-reality that they have to face.
So you see it as absolutely a fair tactic to use the media as a threat to win an out-of-court settlement?
Look, it's just a reality. We have an open system of justice. We don't ask for any of these cases to come up, but if we have to take a case forward in the public interest, it'll go into an open court system and it'll all become public. Now, part of the reality is that the corporate has to add that up when they're adding up how much the money they're going to pay lawyers to crush a woman who's already been badly treated by their organisation. We try and even up those odds by carrying the legal costs, by getting medical and other support for that woman, including psychological strategies to get through the stress of the matter, by getting them a support network, and by also getting a little bit of an edge in the PR stakes so that the corporate does feel the full brunt of their conduct.
Can I ask you about the James Ashby case? Because you represented him in his sexual harassment case against the former federal speaker, Peter Slipper, a case which has now been dropped. But during that process, there was a federal court judge which slammed your tactics at the time, at least, saying you're using damaging and at times irrelevant allegations in the original process, which was then quietly dropped after extensive media coverage. As I said, he described it as an abusive process. Now, that judgment was eventually overturned, I should add. But do you believe in any way that your tactics were at the limit of that process?
I certainly agree that we attacked that matter aggressively, and I think we had to. We had someone in the Speaker, third highest role under our constitution in our parliament, who should never have been there, quite frankly. And yes, we took the matter forward. Those comments have all been set aside on appeal and found to be totally unwarranted and against the evidence in the case. So I'd have to put that in context. It should also be said that one of the things that we raised was the cab charge allegations, which Mr. Slipper has this week been criminally convicted on. We did not run that part of the case because the federal police were conducting it themselves. So if part of the criticism is that we raised that issue, I think that's been dealt with by the criminal courts. In terms of the sexual harassment, it's extremely important that James, as a young individual, was able to take his case forward. And because the whole federal government was at the time backing Peter Slipper, the only place he could go was into the courts. Now, I think that was a fully warranted case, and I've got no regret we took it forward. I think our democracy is better off that we know who we're voting for and who our politicians really are. And I think the real travesty in that case is that so much funding goes into protecting the face of these politicians so that we don't know who they really are. And Peter Slipper's a very good example of that, whereby both sides of politics protected him for years. Now his reality is coming out, and I think that's in the public interest.
Well, one case where you were successful for the litigant, at least in an out-of-court settlement, was the Christy Fraser-Kirk case in her sexual harassment complaint against the former David Jones chief executive, Mark McInnes. Now, there was a lot of publicity around the time of the out-of-court settlement she achieved, $850,000, it was said. But in the end, did she manage to go on and continue her career? Because certainly Mark McInnes has.
Yes, it's interesting. I mean, that case, in taking a large punitive damages claim also against David Jones, did reform corporate Australia, did produce a huge increase in complaints. And Christy Fraser-Kirk did take home a huge multiple of her income by way of recompense, and then went on with her husband, who was transferred to Singapore, to pursue other work, and she has been working. So, you know, I think that's a good example of someone who has survived the process, but There's no question the reason why we try and settle most matters without getting to court is that these fine young professional women who take such brave stands can be stigmatised. And if you look at the David Jones matter, they have a massive marketing department. They have a huge spend with all media. They had huge resources to try and spin that case against Christie, who was actually, we would allege, an innocent victim and one of a series of innocent victims of conduct to which a blind eye was turned. Now, that case was important, but I think people can reach their own conclusions that someone such as Mr. McGuinness just walks back into another role because he is ultimately a very successful businessman, and all credit to him on that front. Whether all credit should go to him in terms of his moral code and his conduct, I'll leave others to judge.
What works best for victims of sexual harassment these days, to settle out of court without any publicity or the publicity?
Well, there's no question that no one would want to see anyone go through the sort of pressure that people like, say, Christina Rich, who bravely, as the most highly paid female professional within PwC Australia, as a partner, took on that multi-billion dollar corporation and secured what was reported as a massive settlement, which I can't go into. But look, the pressure that these women go through and the risk they take is enormous. And for their sakes, we would always try and secure a settlement. But if an organisation is not prepared to be reasonable, then it may be that it goes into the public arena, but that's never the aim.
What are some of the highest settlements you've managed to achieve in or outside the court?
Most of the highest settlements are outside the actual court process, although many of them are achieved in conciliations before the Human Rights Commission or by court mediation. We've had, in my personal career, two in excess of $10 million, a number in the vicinity of $5 million. That includes not just sexual harassment cases, but women who have lost their career because they went on parental leave and people moved in on their job and didn't want them to come back. It just depends on the circumstances of the matter and I guess how much stress and strain the individual concerned is prepared to go through and how heinous the conduct is and its impact on them.
Just finally, I've seen that you've described yourself as a feminist. Did you become a feminist doing this job?
I think the Financial Review named me as a feminist. I'd never actually referred to myself as that, but I certainly believe that one of the most important tasks facing the future of the world is to secure an equal role for men and women going forward and a genuine leadership voice for women. I think that's vital to our entire future. If that makes me a feminist, then so be it. I certainly believe strongly that that's a noble task that everyone, male, female, should be pursuing.